The Beatles, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host. And joining us now live in the studio is our good friend Chris Smither. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for waking up, getting through this slush that's falling out of the sky, and being here to grace our presence with your artistry. And we're really excited. You have a new album coming out, All About the Bones. This comes out on May 3rd on Signature Sounds Records. You've had a long relationship with Signature Sounds, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I think we're going on four or five records now at this point, and I don't know, maybe there'll be more.
All right. Yeah. Well, do you find yourself, as you advance through the years, do you think you're running out of songs, or do more new songs come to you?
They come, you know. Sometimes it's kind of nip and tuck. We were talking about that earlier. You know, I used to say when I was younger, I would finish writing songs and I would think to myself, that's all there is. I know that was so hard. There's never going to be any more. And then I gradually got to the point where I was convinced that all I had to do was just work at it. You know, and you can't sit around and wait for inspiration. You got to work at it. But if you work at it, it will happen. Now I'm in this funny place where I'm just grateful when it happens and if it happens, you know, and I don't count on anything.
So you do then have to kind of clock in to start a songwriting process. It doesn't just like float through the air, land in your head in whatever time or whatever moment of the day. You're like, let me write this down.
Yeah, right. No, you got to put some bait on the hook and sit it out there, or you're not going to catch. You might not catch a fish even so, but you're certainly not going to if you don't have your line in the water. You know?
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So do you ever encounter writer's block?
I don't, you know, yes, I guess I do. You know, there's sometimes when it just seems like there's nothing going on inside in that part of my brain. I don't know if that's block or not, you know, because I've been doing it long enough to realize that these things come and go. You know, sometimes you have a headache and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're hungry, sometimes you're not, you know, and there are things you can do to try to remedy the situation, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't, but nothing ever stays the same. So, you know, you learn not to despair, although I get close sometimes.
Well, All About the Bones has, well, two covers on it, and one of them is an Eliza Gilkison song.
Right.
And, wow, we love her. Have you been in her presence lately?
I don't think I've been in her presence for a couple of years, you know, but it's a thrill when I am. I tell you, I have a not-so-secret crush on her. And,
how'd you choose this song to cover?
It was a little bit calculated in a way. I always do a couple of covers on my records, I realized that I have a dearth of songs in my catalog that were written by women. So I started looking at women, you know, and thinking to myself, and it didn't take me long to land on Eliza, because I'm crazy about, I love her as a person, you know, and the person comes through in the material.
It does sometimes.
Plus she's got a famous father that I, you know, to me, he's famous, you know, he wrote Memories Are Made of This. He wrote Green Fields. You know, these are songs from my childhood almost, you know.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to inspiration of other artists, who do you enjoy listening to?
Well, Martin Offler. He's endlessly creative, fabulous guitar player, comes up with topics and sort of subjects for songs that you think that can't possibly work, and it does.
Yeah.
You know, it's to me. And now I've gotten into Tom Petty just kind of, shouldn't say recently, because I've always loved his hits, you know, the songs that he gets. But yeah, as you get into the way he operates. And I read his biography, the Zane's biography of him. And, you know, he writes hit songs that don't sound like they were meant to be hits.
Yeah.
I don't understand how he does that. He writes
the songs, or he wrote the songs because they were in him. They came out and other people loved him and they became hits. I don't think he consciously was like, I'm going to write a hit single.
No,
you know,
I know he does. You know, and there are people who do say, "I'm gonna write a hit," and they do. You know, you know, they do. They write it to be a hit single, and you know, well, I mean, you always hope that you're gonna write a hit single, but you know, the intentionality is problematic.
Well, speaking of Tom Petty, then you decided to do a deeper cut of a Tom Petty song on the album,
which is cool.
So why did you choose that one? Time to Move On.
Time to Move On. Well, it was my producer suggested it to me, you know.
Really?
But and then I got in. I listened to it and I said, "Oh, you think so?" And he says, "Yeah, just smitherize it." And so I sat there and I said, "I think I got it." You know, we were doing. He lives in Texas, and we were doing Zoom sessions like once or twice a week. You know, I said, "I think I got a handle on this tune," and. I think he said, "Let me guess. You transposed it, right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You went to A." And I said, "That's right." He says, "All right, let's hear it." And I said, so I played it. I ran it down for him. He says, "That's right. That's how you're supposed to do it." You know, it just fit. You know, it's just it's a lovely fit.
Well, we're really looking forward to hearing the full length release, All About the Bones. It hits the shelves on May 3rd, and well, save your money up. And now Chris is sitting here with a guitar in hand, and may I ask you to play a song for us?
Yeah, how about the title song?
I'd love that. Chris Smither, live on 98.1 KZE.
Let me see. Consider your high station, think about your fame, all of your creation depending on your frame. Ain't no doubt about it, flesh can set the tone, but when you get down to the rhythm, man, you get right down to the bone. It's all about the bones, all about the bones, all about the bones, all about the bones. Some will make you stronger, others make you tall. I don't make no bones about it, man, you got some don't work at all. Some will make you ugly, and others make you smile. It don't matter, they all clatter, yeah, when they end up on the pile. It's all about the bones, all about the bones, all about the bones, all about the bones. Grim Reaper comes a calling, he says it's time to go. You say, okay, I'm coming, yeah, but you moving mighty slow. You say, I don't belong here, they told me I was saved. He points one bony finger, he says, get back in your grave. It's all about the bones, all about the bones, all about the bones, all about the bones. Now lie down at your graveyard. You got your handsome stone with your names and all your numbers, yeah, but there ain't nobody home. It says here lies the body, but body there be none. It used to be somebody, now it's nothing but the bones. All about the bones, all about the bones, all about the bones. All about the bones, the bones. All about the bones, the bones. Hey, right from the beginning, it was all about the bones.
KZE, this is the Up and Running Morning Show, live in the studio with Chris Smither. All About the Bones comes out on May 3rd on Signature Sounds, a brand new record. Now, Chris, as we just talked about writing and writer's block, when it comes to subject matter, do you write songs that come from the heart? Are some songs fiction? How does it all work out?
Well, you know, they all have to come from something that happened to you once or is happening to you right now, you know. So in that sense, they're not fiction at all. Huh. You know, it's but for instance, the song Down in Thibodeau is pure fiction. I got that's one of the new ones. And I used to, when I was growing up in New Orleans, my next door neighbor's name was Boudreau. Huh. And he was from Thibodeau, Louisiana. And that's the only part of that song that is nonfiction. The rest of it I made up. But I made it up from bits and pieces that are actually part of my experience, yeah. You know, so.
Well, that's pretty funny. Well, just recently I spoke to somebody and they were like, oh, you like that song? Yeah, it was about nothing. I totally made it up. And I was like, you're kidding me. Like, I thought that was somehow autobiographical about you. Not at all.
Well, you know, it could be that he didn't recognize that it was autobiographical. You know, sometimes these things come out and have a habit of exposing you when you least expect it.
Yeah, has that happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
Like you've written a song and then...
I write a song and then I realize, oh, my God, that's about, you know, I hope she doesn't hear it.
Well, when it comes to touring and being out on the road, you are a troubadour. You play so many dates a year. It's always a pleasure to see you live. You tell some stories. The songs are enriching to me and my well-being. They help me understand a lot of complexities in life, such as your song Origin of Species and, you know, other great songs that you've written. Every time I hear one of your songs, most of the time, I should say, not every time, but I hear a different line or a different passage and I go, man, that guy is clever. And you really, you know, you bring out some really great lyrics.
Well,
and
thanks.
They definitely make me think. Sometimes I chuckle and sometimes I get very introspective. And you've written so many great songs, so I don't have to name them, but when it comes to choosing these songs to play live, How does your set list hit you? Is it the same, like, oh, I got to play these songs every time? Or do you choose a different set list for every gig?
Well, there's a little bit of there's a little bit of that, you got to play this. And, you know, there are fan favorites, you know, that I try to be pretty consistent about, you know, things like... No Love Today, Leave the Light On, Train Home. People are going to, they're hoping to hear those. Yeah, and I'm happy to play them. I mean, I don't get tired of them. Mm. But though, you know, I have to say, if you were to come to every show over a month, you would hear a very similar set. It might, maybe not in the same order, you know, maybe not. You know, and the stories will vary a little bit, but gradually things shift. You know, if you were to come and hear a set 3 months later, you'd see a considerable shift. You know, maybe 30%. You know, and the emphasis would be different. But within, say, a week, you know, any shows within a week, you're going to hear pretty much the same songs. The delivery may be different, but you know, you'll hear the same songs.
So you yourself will choose those songs because they're comfortable.
Right now I'm in a period of flux because I have all this new material. And the interesting thing about new material, well, it makes you joyful in the first place. It's always fun to have new things to play and new things to show your fans. And so there's that, but the other thing is that new material also infuses old material with new life. It makes you look at them differently, and sometimes you'll say, oh, you know what, that reminds me of this song, which I haven't touched for months, and now I'm going to go back and revisit that. And so it's a time of flux. This is a good time to catch several shows, everybody. Get out there. No, it's interesting. This is a period of change, you know.
It is. An election year. Chris Smither has a new album coming out on May 3rd. We got a lot to look forward to in the future here. May 3rd, All About the Bones comes out. Chris, you got another tune in you?
Yeah, sure.
What do you want to do? New, old? What? It's your choice. You another, your call.
I'll do you that Down in Thibodeau song.
Yeah, all right. Thanks. Because having Boudreaux and Thibodeau in any rhyme makes my day.
The nice thing about French is that you can always rhyme an O word. Out west of New Orleans, out along a slow-moving bayou, there's a fishing camp I go to see the oldest friend I know. They call him Boudreaux. If you ever go and see him, something you should know. You'll never get there walking, hear me talking. You're gonna need a bateau down in Thibodeau. When you get there, he'll be waiting with a fiddle made by Satan and a wicked bow. He will show you how to play it just as quick as you can say, that's what I wanna know. Don't bring him any money, bring him beer instead. He looks a little strange, that ain't a possum on his head, that's his chapeau. By noon, he'll be smoking picayune and stomping on the floor. Not right away, but pretty soon, you'll be picking out a tune. He'll say, I told you so. He'll say, just listen, let me show you, get this through your head. And I guarantee by Sunday, you will knock them dead down at that fatal door. Back down in Thibodeau. He'll say you gonna be a star, you will drive a fancy car, you'll be spending free. But when you having all your fun and your song is number one, you better think of me. 'Cause no matter how big you get or far you go, missed you, someone who knew you back when you were just a silly little crapple. From down into the dome, down into the dome, down into the
dome. 98.1 KZE. Chris Smither live with a brand new tune, Down in Thibodeau. And yeah, you got a lot of words that end in an O sound in there. Excellent. Well, Chris, thank you so much for being here. Thanks a lot for playing a couple of tunes. We wish you nothing but the best for the release of the new album, All About the Bones. Comes out May 3rd on Signature Sounds. So pick up the album, folks, right before Cinco de Mayo. And Chris, are you going to be out on the road sometime soon?
Oh, yeah. I'm starting up. In fact, I'll be in this area on the 31st of May.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Where are you going to be?
I'll be at Levon Helm Studio.
All right. Well, we'll see you there.
What's up?
Chris Smither, live on 98.1 KZE. We'll catch up with you soon, Chris. All the best here, and can't wait to hear the entire All About the Bones.
All right. Talk to you, Rick.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. We'll get you right back to some more musical diversity after this.